Hi, welcome to my podcast. My name is Livia Arcanjo. I am taking Portuguese 360. And today I just wanted to talk a little bit about sertanejo. As you guys know, sertanejo is a typical Brazilian genre of music. It is very common in rural places. And it is also common in people that came from the rural areas and are today in the big cities, and that's how you got so big, because in that time that people from farms and rural areas were moving to the city to work, they brought with them the sertanejo, and that's how it became so popular in Brazil. A lot of the lyrics are lyrics of saudade, or lyrics of love and missing the person you love, or missing your family, or missing the land that you live, the animals, waking up with the birds, waking up with, you know. This is basically what the lyrics say in most of sertanejo's songs from that time. Nowadays, sertanejo is a little bit focused towards love and cheating, and how it's so sad, and that how they get so sad with it. It's called sofrência, which means suffering. So there's a lot of new artists that are like singing sertanejo sofrência, meaning like sertanejo suffering. So they talk about how love is painful. And almost everything in sertanejo is about love. It's about the feeling that you are feeling in a moment. Well, the feeling of missing someone, or the feeling of like getting cheated by someone. So everything is about like love, and it's around that. Also, I wanted to talk about a few of the artists that are in sertanejo. A lot of them are men, unfortunately. In the beginning, only men had the right, you know, to play the songs and like be, you know, the main character in the little gathering that they were doing for sertanejo in the beginning. The women were there to like, you know, just accompany the guys. She wasn't, the lady was not there to sing or to be the main character. She could sing, but she would not be able to be like the main character. And after that, things changed. Now today, one of the most famous sertanejo singers, unfortunately she passed away last year, her name is Marília Mendonça. She kind of changed everything. So sertanejo nowadays, what it is, a genre that women are very into, and they sing. There's a lot of women in sertanejo nowadays because of her, and she was a big influence, and she still is an influence to a lot of people, to a lot of young girls that had a dream of singing sertanejo music to the world. And today they can pursue that career because of her, and that's how inspirational she was, and her memory should be around forever, because the things she did for those little girls is insane. There's a lot of young, beautiful, talented girls nowadays trying to make it in the sertanejo industry, and because of her, they have a hope, you know. And that's what's so beautiful about Marília Mendonça. And she sang sertanejo sofrência, but she also sang about her home and her friends and how she missed them. And that reminds me a little bit of the old sertanejo songs, and how that relates to the origins of the genre. And talking about origins and the feeling of missing, I was talking to my dad the other day, And we were just talking about my grandpa and again how important sertanejo music was for him when he came to the Rio. And he's from the rural area in Brazil, very deep into the middle. And he came to Rio and sertanejo was the only thing he had and he held on to it. And he liked it so much that he was able to pass this passion to me and to my dad and to my uncle. And that's very beautiful. That's what I get from him. This passion that he has for music and how beautiful he sings. And sertanejo for him is just home, you know. When I listen to a bossa nova or a song I really like from Brazil, it's home for me. And for him, in that time, sertanejo was his home. And that's very important to me. Yes, that's my podcast for today. I think sertanejo is one of the most important topics for me because of that. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you.